From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Commission unveils a plan to deal with a huge influx of refugees. The plan includes a fairness mechanism requiring nations to accept a set number of refugees or pay a de facto fine. Frans Timmermans is the European Commission Vice President.
Each member state's share will be based on clear and simple criteria, population size and GDP.
The plan has drawn immediate fire from Central and Eastern European nations that have defied previous calls from the European Union for all members to accept a portion of the refugees. Russia says it will deploy 3 divisions of troops along its borders to counter NATO's increasing military presence in Eastern Europe. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Wednesday that the new divisions will be stationed along Russia's western and southern borders. Shoigu gave no details about the size and timing of the new Russian deployment or where the troops would be stationed. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said this week that NATO is considering stationing a force of around 4,000 troops in Poland and the 3 Baltic states, all of which are members of the Western Alliance. Officials of the United States and 11 other countries have met in Germany to discuss their campaign against the Islamic State group. In a statement after the meeting, the officials reaffirmed their support for helping defeat IS in the Iraqi cities of Mosul and Raqqa. They called on Iraqi political leaders to commit themselves to the reconciliation of the nation's political factions. This is VOA News.